You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. State lawmakers are on their summer recess, but GOP representatives and senators are busy cooking up ideas to pay for road repairs that do not include Governor Whitmer's proposed 45-cent-a-gallon gas tax hike. Lindsay Van Helly from Bridge Magazine is here to walk us through one of the new ideas. So, Lindsay, legislature's off for the summer. There is no budget, no road deal, and October 1 is not that far away, the budget deadline. So the clock is ticking.
It really is. And, you know, we don't have a lot of insight yet into what will be part of the final proposal that both the House and the Senate are going to come up with that ultimately counters what the governor has put forward. But what we're seeing are some ideas that are beginning to swirl as lawmakers are home talking to constituents at town hall meetings. And a few of those actually came from Representative Jack O'Malley from Lake Ann, and he is a first-term legislator and chairman of the House Transportation Committee. And throughout the spring, his committee has held a number of hearings that he called Road Building 101, looking at ways to build roads, to generate revenue locally, different kinds of ideas around those concepts. And so talking with him recently, he shared that one of the ideas that he is interested in looking at are the possibility to allow counties and even some larger cities the ability to levy their own local gas taxes and even vehicle registration fees.
I'm wondering how much money that might raise. And would that money go into like a state kitty, or would it be used locally to fix local roads?
You know, there's a lot of those details, I think, that we don't know yet. A number of those questions are still out there. And so one thing he shared with me is that, you know, this could be potentially up to a nickel, although I think there's no definitive amount of a local gas tax yet that has been decided on. But there are a number of questions from, you know, how would the revenue be dedicated? Would it be strictly for roads? And how would it be distributed? Would it stay in the county or the city where it's generated? You know, would the state collect it and disperse it to local governments through sort of a revenue sharing model, or would local governments collect it directly? I think those are a lot of things that are still unknown, and it's not even certain yet that this proposal will ultimately be part of a final plan from the legislature, but it's certainly one option that at least some Republican lawmakers are interested in looking at.
Do we know if this has been done in other states?
It has, actually. About 11 states across the country authorized the collection of local gas taxes. Another 33 allow local governments to charge local vehicle registration fees. And Michigan right now is not among either of those.
Certainly the idea of giving local governments more freedom to tax is kind of unusual for Michigan. As we see in your story for Bridge, Michigan's one of the most restrictive states in the country when it comes to giving local governments the opportunity to lever their own taxes. So why this and why now?
Well, it's an option, I think, that local government groups have looked at, you know, even beyond the local gas tax and vehicle registration fees. There's been discussions among municipal groups about looking at local sales taxes as well, which Michigan also doesn't authorize, just one of nine states that doesn't allow local governments to collect their own local sales taxes. And part of that is just the pressure that the property tax is under. As we all know, the property values collapsed quickly with the recession, but they're limited and how fast they can grow. And so as the economy has recovered, property values haven't grown at the same rate that they fell. And so that's put a lot of pressure on the ability of local governments to generate revenue. And so when you're looking at not just road repairs, but other local government operations, the question becomes, are there ways that we can give more options to local governments, you know, to be able to collect revenue for other kinds of operations or other kinds of services that might, you know, put a little bit less pressure on the property tax millage?
Lindsay, a cynic might just say, the Lansing Republicans don't want that tax blood on their hands. Oh, let's let the local governments do it. Is that a fair take?
You know, I don't know that that's something that I've necessarily heard. I think, you know, it's difficult, again, to sort of know how this is going to all play out, whether some kind of tax increase, whether it's a state gas tax, whether it's a local gas tax, whether some combination, how that looks in a final compromise, I think, is yet to be seen.
Any idea what kind of traction this idea is getting in Lansing, or is it just too early at this point?
I think it's too early. You know, I put the question to the legislative leadership, and you know, they've acknowledged that, you know, these are a lot of kind of options for smarter long-term planning that have come out of the committee. But again, nothing is final. And so even Representative O'Malley himself said, you know, he would love if some of these ideas make it into the final version. But even he's not sure how many of them will finally end up on the table.
Lindsay Van Helly, Bridge Magazine. Great talking with you.
Thanks. Same to you.